Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be new or unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio a long time ago. It's been over a decade ago. And I wanted a platform to be able to speak about just about anything we wanted. So we focus a lot on people that do home-based businesses. We focus a lot on people that are entrepreneurs. We focus on people that are builders. That's why we call it Building Fortunes Radio, because they want to build a better place for themselves, their family, and a whole bunch of other people that they touch. And recently, we did our first radio show with a previous customer, current customer of ours as well. Her name is Shirley Franks. So Shirley is S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. And then Franks with an S on the end, F-R-A-N-K-S. And the reason why I mention that is because she's putting together a great website called ShirleyFranks.com. And she's been in the nursing profession for a long time, decades, that is. And that means she has a lot of experience in the things that she's been speaking of. And we did our first radio show last week. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ShirleySpeaks, we're calling this radio segment the Shirley Speaks radio show. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ShirleySpeaks, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows and other previous radio shows that we'll do if you're listening sometime in the future on the topics that we're going to be discussing. Now, again, I mentioned she was in the nursing profession. And one of the things in the nursing profession, besides the education you might need for whatever licenses or whatever kind of courses or education you might need, is, you know, it's a mental game as well. And what I mean by a mental game is being a nurse is important as far as your attitude, your work habits, of course, your discipline, your knowledge, your ability to work with patients and things like that. And the real key to all of this many times, because it's a mental game, is the self-discipline that you need to be able to control your mind. Because there's a lot of stuff that happens. I'm sure as a nurse, there's some pretty freaky stuff sometimes. Like in emergency situations, it's real easy to panic. And then there's some tense times, you know, somebody that you might be treating might be in the worst situation. They might be having their worst days, and then you have to react to that. And it's probably a pretty challenging profession. I will definitely say underpaid, because anybody that's had a great nurse realizes that they are not paid enough money. But for those people that are in the nursing profession, Shirley came up with a book that is on Amazon called 101 Nursing Affirmations. So you can buy the ebook up there on Amazon. It's available right now. Depending on when you're listening to this, today is September 27, 2023. The audiobook is just like this close to being finished. So by the time you go there, it might be ready. And if you're listening to a replay of this, it's probably ready by now. So you'll be able to find the audiobook version of as well. And whether you buy the written or the audio or both, it'll be a small investment in your nursing career. So if you're looking for a great gift for yourself or someone else, you want to check it out. It's 101 Nursing Affirmations, and you can find the link on ShirleyFranks.com. But I wanted to bring Shirley back because we started a conversation I wanted to continue, and we're going to continue this conversation on many avenues based on her experience and how we might be able to help. But the first thing I want to do is say, Shirley, thanks for being here again on your own radio show.
Very welcome. Thanks for having me, Peter.
Excellent. So we went over your background on the first radio show, so we don't have to go over everything, but for first-time listeners, could you tell us a little bit about Shirley Franks?
Okay. So most of my career, well, it's the only career I've had. I've been a nurse several years, over 25 years. I've worked the emergency room, mostly the emergency room, and the last 5 years, I am a clinical nurse instructor, which I enjoy very much.
So
I got inspired to write the book. I've always been intrigued with writing ever since as a teenager, and I thought this would be a helpful resource, especially for new nurses, for graduate nurses using this platform.
So your accent makes us believe you came from somewhere else. So where was the somewhere else?
from space, from Mars. I'm not from Mars. I'm from the Caribbean. I was born in an island called St. Kitts and grew up in the St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, where I went to nursing school there, lived and worked, and then relocated to the USA. But, yes,
excellent.
I do have a – thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasant accent. We are my father-in-law is 82. He's living with us now. My mother-in-law passed away 2 years ago almost, and we didn't want him to be alone in his apartment, so we came down here, and he has had challenges with his health. He fell and broke his hip, and he just loves nurses with that Caribbean accent. He's a real schmoozer. He's a real schmoozer. He probably breaks all the rules. But they call him up. They came to, like, wish him happy birthday and all that sort of stuff. So a great nurse can really make a very big difference in people's lives. It really does. And there, you know, many nurses sometimes could either, they could make you or break you, it feels like. And nurses like yourself, they really do make a very big difference. They make a very tough situation so much better. And they kick his butt. I mean, when he's doing rehab right now, you know, they're not easy on him, you know, but they're pushing him. And,
we're not. It could be the president that will make him do what we want him to do.
That's right. That's it. So, it's great to find out about you. And then you wrote a book. So what were some of the reasons why you decided to write a book and then turn it into an audiobook as well?
Well, some of the reason that I came up with this book about affirmations, because as we know, affirmations create positive thinking and promote self-empowerment. But I find that nurses may not have a strong support system, as we should and deserve, because everybody relies on the nurse. So who do you ask? You're the nurse. Go get the nurse. You know, the doctor, find the nurse. You know, the patient, find the nurse. So I thought it would be good. It's like a good vibe by having affirmations where you can talk or write down your empowerment, and more or less create a belief system promoting a positive mental attitude and in order to achieve success. So that's what motivated me, because we're it. If you don't do it for yourself, who's going to do it? And other nurses can relate to this, what I'm saying. Who do you talk to, you know? You talk to you. So that's where I'm coming from with this book.
Now, I went to 4 years of college. That's as far as I went. And, you know, I went through my 12 years or 13 years of elementary school or public school first before then. So I had pretty decent amount of years in school, and no one ever taught affirmations in any of the courses that I went to. It wasn't until I became in direct sales that I started to write a book called Think and Grow Rich, and then they started to talk about these affirmations, and it felt weird to me the first time someone gave me a list of affirmations that they wanted me to affirm, you know, speak into truth or speak about something that wasn't necessarily true at that time, like I'm the best salesman I know. Well, I wasn't the best salesman I know, or I make $10,000 a month, if that was my goal at that time. So, you know, and that wasn't necessarily true, but it was a statement that I was I'm not going to say trying to convince myself of, but it was in the direction I wanted to move into. So I remember I was first exposed to affirmations using like the self-confidence formula and things like that through the book Think and Grow Rich when I was in direct sales. In the nursing profession, when were you first exposed to affirmations? Was it taught in school? Was it something that you had a mentor that taught you this stuff?
I went to a Catholic school, St. Teresa Catholic School, infant kids, taught by nuns. And that's where I was first exposed to affirmations, along with my mom. My mom used to say certain things, and she always kept a book where she wrote her goals and different things. But when the nun will say certain, and this one nun said, Sister Teresa will say certain things, write it down, put it in the mirror, she says, you know, and you see it manifest. So I start practicing that. I practice that. I'm not perfect. My life is not perfect. But the affirmation somewhat generates a force that shows up. And if you listen or read the book, The Secret, it's all about affirmation, really. Have
right.
you ever read the book? I'm sure you've probably read that book or the movie, seen the movie.
I've seen the movie, and it's a good start. It's a good start. So as far as manifesting the things you believe. Now, that was really weird because when I was in direct sales, and again, I would say maybe my first goal was to make 50 sales in a month. You know, so I would say, you know, I could see myself making 50 sales this month, 50 sales, 50 sales, 50 sales. You know, I'm the most positive person that I know. Or maybe some of the affirmations were, I'm a strong closer. So I was kind of trying to speak things that I would want in the direction that I want them to move into. And they weren't always true at that moment that I was speaking them. But you know what I found? I found that I did move in that direction. So I said, there's something here. I can't explain it. I don't know if there's a divine intervention. You know, I don't know if there's divine intervention. Some people might say, well, you're calling on spirits or God or stuff like that. I said, I don't know. All I know is that it worked. It worked for me. And it was something that I really started to wonder. It's like, wait a minute. If this is working in the direction, I'm like, oh, gosh, maybe it could work positively or negatively or both. So I really have to watch what I say to myself, because I'm probably guiding myself in a general direction. So I mentioned when we were just before the radio show started, I said, you know, I found that I am my best salesman, or I am a great salesman, and everybody is their own best salesperson, or they're good at sales, even though some people say, I'm not good at sales. I said, that's not true. You are great at sales because you've convinced yourself you're not good at sales. So, like, you can convince yourself into anything, how much you want to weigh, how many push-ups you want to do, how much money you want to make, you know? And you can affirm, if you will, or sell yourself on just about anything within reason, you know? And the reality is that that's both a great tool and a dangerous tool, because most people aren't paying attention to what they're saying to themselves.
Yeah. You brought some valid points, Peter. It can be. It's not just about writing it. It's about thinking it. So the mind is very powerful, as you know. So if you think negatively, you're going to manifest negatively. You know, you say you can't ride a bike, you're not going to be able to ride a bike. You know?
Right.
When you want to conquer riding the bike, you say that you will.
Right.
In a positive,
some people might.
In a positive
Like when you talk about riding the bike, some people say, I think I'm going to get hit by a car. I could see myself getting hit by a car. And they kind of attract that. That's that whole secret thing, the law of attraction, the manifestation. And I don't know how it works, but if you're thinking you're going to get hit by a car, I'm going to share with you. Someday you're going to be right.
You will, I believe you are. Yes. I agree.
So
either
in the book,
believe you can, and if you believe you can't, you can.
So that's the reason why it's so important to read these affirmations on a regular basis. So you came up with 101 different affirmations for nurses. So, I mean, I could do one for me in sales or me as a company owner or me and my family and stuff like that, but I wouldn't know which one's for nursing. So what kind of affirmations are there in there for nursing? And I know you could probably, this is a start, you could probably come up with 1,000 of them if you wanted to. But what are some of the types of affirmations you have?
So I've written affirmations of empowerment. I've written affirmations of strength. The first one is, I am a nurse I am. And that I wrote that one just especially for the new nurse, a graduate nurse, to overcome any feelings of inferiority or any doubt. You know, you see some graduate nurses, they come the shoulders, you check the body language, you know, but if you come in proud and feeling, hey, I'm a nurse, I've made it, I'm here, I'm a nurse, you know, whatever you may be, you could be a cop, a police or whatever. I'm not trying to force nursing onto anyone, but just that belief system, believing what you do, you know, and you know, empower yourself to do that. I am healthy. That's another one. You know, look and feel the role that you're in. You know, you shouldn't be smoking. I mean, I'm not against anybody who's smoking. I don't smoke, but you're in front of the hospital and you're slugging a cigarette, you know, and you go back in and you smell like cigarette and you go back and you start teaching the patient or instructing the patient not to smoke, your instructions to go home. Hold off on your smoking, but they probably saw you smoking, you know, so be an example of what you're preaching, what you're teaching, you know, things
excellent.
Like that. I am resilient. That's another one that's in my book. I am not overcome by stress, because as we know, nursing is a very stressful job, and we got to fight it, find means of what to do, whether it's have a pedicure, go to the massage therapist, go to church, share with friends, socialize. We got to find a safety net of what we can do to overcome the stress. If not, you may retire with high blood pressure, or during the journey you have certain diseases or conditions that you have to deal with. So, you know, that's how I look at it.
Excellent. Well, let's do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. We're listening to Shirley Frank. She's got a radio show with us now. It's called Shirley Speaks. We're going to be talking about the things in their book and then other things related to the book as well. But we're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Shirley Frank. She's got a great website, ShirleyFranks.com. That website is being worked on as we speak. Her book is done, so you can go buy it on Amazon. You'll see the link to the book on ShirleyFranks.com. Audiobook's almost finished. Today is September 26, 2023, for those people listening in. By the time you probably go to the website, it's probably going to be done. So within a couple of days or a week or so, it's going to be finished on the audiobook. And you can either get one or both. And either if you're a nurse, of course, you can buy it for yourself. But if you have somebody that's important to you, maybe a family member or a friend or maybe a helpful person who might also benefit from it, you can always buy one as a gift and give it to them I can think of maybe a young nursing student who might be wondering whether, you know, everybody when they're kind of new is going to say to themselves, I'm not sure if I really have that confidence. By having this 101 Nursing Affirmations audiobook or book, you'll be able to maybe help breed a little bit of confidence into someone as they need it, and they'll be able to read it for the rest of their life as well. So Shirley, on that note, in reference to the book, I know everyone might be a little bit different, so I might anticipate your answer, but who should read it and when and how often? And I know that's a really general question, but I guess the how often and when might be some things that some people might be interested in learning from you.
I think affirmations in general should be read daily. You do not have to overcrowd your mind or your thinking or your habits with many of them. But I have a coworker, he's a paramedic and a nurse on our end as well. And he says, which I like his idea, he just opens the book and to whatever affirmation, that's what he goes with for that day. So the is written in a simple format. You can make notes on each page. So it's an easy read book. So practicing your affirmation, see what fits to your personal need, or just read through them page by page. You know, we should always, I'm a reader anyway, so you should always read, one should always read even one page a day. So the same I would say on affirmations. In the morning, I'll be able to go to bed.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I first got started, I was told to read them first thing in the morning, multiple mm-hmm. times during the day, and then at night. So it was
right.
multiple times. And then, you know, the first time I read the affirmations, I was a little bit uncomfortable. Is this a form of brainwashing, I said? You know, is there anything that can hurt me in this sort of stuff? Because I didn't write the affirmations. These were written for me. So I'm like, is this something that is bad for me, good for me? And I'm like, wait a minute. This is all good stuff for me. And it's written in my best interest. So I figured, okay, that's good. So that's check mark number one. And then, like, can you overdose on affirmations? Well, it's not like, you know, chocolate. We can overeat chocolate, you know. So it's kind of like, well, you can't really overdose on positive affirmations. So I said, okay, so that's a good thing. And then what I found after a couple of days is, and then I was told to kind of read them out loud to myself. And that was a little bit weird because I wasn't used to me talking to me, so I'd have to do that in a quiet room. Like, I wouldn't do that in front of anybody. And so I kind of did that, stuck away, kind of like whether it was in my car or somewhere, you know, where I could kind of read it out loud. And then I got comfortable with the process. Now, I still, to this day, probably wouldn't read them aloud in front of my family because they think I'm weird already, and they would probably think I'm really weird because they just
yeah.
don't understand. But
right.
I'd say what worked for me was multiple times and often, and then, of course, probably when I needed it most. Because if you start reading 101 affirmations, you're going to memorize them. You might even memorize them in order, you know, if you're doing it multiple times.
Yeah.
But don't let the comfortableness that you have with the list of affirmations distract you or deceive you from the power of those. So it's kind of like you could read them as if they're brand new all the time, like they're cherished.
Correct. Yes.
You know, so mm-hmm. that's what I would think. And then watch yes. what happens over time. Watch what happens over time.
Watch what Don't think about it because it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
You may not be
don't
right.
overthink it.
Yeah, don't overthink
yep.
it. Yeah. It's specific to nursing, but there are some that are written that relate, you know, can be related to anyone in general. So,
right.
you know, I do not feel shame at other nurses. That's like, don't envy. You know, you heard a nurse, she's got her doctorate. You can do that too, if that's what you want. If you don't envy that nurse. You know?
Right.
Be happy for her. Because then you will attract the same thing to you if you're happy for that person. But if you're not, guess what? You're going to attract lack. And it gets deep. So that would be
yeah.
my future book.
And then I know that you might learn them here, but you'll apply these in other areas of your life as well. So one positive
Correct.
Discipline has a tendency of kind of, you know, carrying over into another one. Well, this has been interesting. I don't want to run out of time. For those people that are listening in, if you go to ShirleyFranks.com, you'll be able to see her website. She's got stuff about herself. She's got stuff, of course, links to the Amazon thing where you'll be able to buy the book and the audiobook as well. That website is being developed as we speak as well. Every website is always under development, so you'll see some new things. We'll have this on our Building Fortunes Radio platform. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Shirley Speaks, we're going to speak about affirmations now. We'll talk about other related topics and maybe even some unrelated topics sometime in the future. So what I'm showing Shirley how to do is how to do the podcast so she can spread the word to more people and have more people kind of enjoy the disciplines that she's been able to develop and help a whole bunch of other people as well. And then, Shirley, we got about a minute. I'll let you kind of say whatever you want to say on this second radio show, and we're going to wrap it up, and we'll see everybody next week.
Yeah, and I just want to say I practice those affirmations myself. So every day I may look in my book and say an affirmation. Or I may not have to look in the book because I've written them, so I remember them. And I've built my life on affirmations from since high school. And some people, when I taught my son into affirmations, he's in med school right now. And he's like, but Mom, is this magic? It says, and just write it out. Make your goals, set your goals, and go for it. And I'm happy to say that affirmations
yeah.
work.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot, like we said, a lot of good things can happen. So if you're a nurse and you're learning nursing, and then you start to see the power of affirmations, and then you can kind of help other people maybe in their discipline, you know, whether you have a kid, you know, a parent, a spouse, somebody else, maybe they need to be kind of customized with their affirmations as well. You'll be a good instructor to be able to do it yourself. So these types of things are really, really super helpful. And quite honestly, I think it's probably one of the easiest things to kind of do because, you know, for the affirmations on the book is like $20 or something like that, small investment in your head, but you'll be able to carry a lifelong series of lessons and applications with this, and you'll make yourself a better nurse for sure. So having said that, all upside, no downside. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go check her out, you can see her on ShirleyFranks.com. So ShirleyFranks.com, or you can find the links to this and previous radio shows on buildingfortunesradio.com/Shirley Speaks. So we'll see everybody next week. Thanks, Shirley.
All right.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.